Bolivia's president-elect has kicked off a seven-nation tour meant to boost international alliances. Evo Morales' tour does not include a stop in the United States. Instead, the former Coca Pharma is developing alliances with a growing number of Latin American leaders openly opposed to the U.S. Last week, Morales met with Cuba's Fidel Castro. Yesterday, he visited another harsh critic of the United States, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. From Caracas, Brian Ellsworth reports.
The meeting between Chavez and Morales shook the country out of its traditional post-New Year's haze. Chavez's entire presidential cabinet met Morales. Later, Venezuela offered $30 million to fund health and education programs in Bolivia. Venezuela's oil industry will also offer discounted asphalt and diesel to the Andean nation. But the specific agreements were not the most noteworthy aspect of Tuesday's meeting. Chavez and Morales focused on the growing movement for Latin American integration and the increasing dissatisfaction with the United States' historical domination of the region. We are in times of change, Morales said. The hour of the people is upon us. The new millennium will belong to the people. The two leaders represent a thorn in the side of the U.S. government. Morales has indicated that he may legalize the cultivation of coca, the principal ingredient in cocaine. At the same time, he plans to begin nationalizing the country's natural gas industry at a time of surging global energy prices. Venezuela's Chavez has been a similar headache for the State Department. Washington has consistently accused him of destabilizing democracy in the region and violating basic democratic principles. But his massive social development campaign has boosted popular support and allowed him to win repeated elections. And since Venezuela's oil industry provides almost 15% of U.S. oil supply, the U.S. has been unable to ignore him. Alberto Garrido is a Venezuelan political analyst, usually critical of the Chavez government. He says an alliance with Morales will boost Chavez's already influential position on the continent.
Yo creo que esto es un salto inmenso dentro del proyecto de Chavez.
Garrido believes the election of Evo Morales represents a major step forward for Chavez's leftist movement. Morales, an Aymara Indian who will be Bolivia's first indigenous president, won the December 18 elections with a 54% majority. He will take office on January 22nd. Presidential elections in other Latin American countries this year are likely to bring more leftist presidents in nations like Mexico and Chile. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack on Tuesday remained cautiously optimistic about Morales' election.
We are ready to work with any democratically elected government in the hemisphere. You know, our only concerns are that democratically elected governments govern in a democratic manner.
McCormack did not touch on the issue of coca production, which is likely to be a point of tension with Bolivia. Chavez, however, offered Venezuela's full support for Bolivian coca farmers to resist U.S.-led coca eradication efforts.
Es una excusa del imperialismo para intervenir en nuestros países.
He called the U.S. anti-drug campaign an imperialist effort to interfere in Latin American affairs. The statement is likely to further ruffle feathers in Washington. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.